just before we wrap it up, let's get down into the Dockers room because Lockie Neal, their ball magnet, has been good enough to have a few words with us. G'day, Lockie.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Did you have a debrief or did Ross just sort of say, listen, boys, shower up and we'll talk when we get back to Perth?
No, we had a bit of a chat then, and obviously a disappointing result, but it sort of pointed out that we do have a fair bit of youth in there, and they're a really good side. And for a half, we were able to play some decent footy, and then in the end, they ran away with it, which was obviously disappointing to have a second half like that. But I think the message was to those young guys to keep building their body, work on their run over the summer and whatnot, because only 2-3 years ago, those GWS kids were in the same boat as some of ours. So it's a good lesson for the guys.
Lucky, it was hard to watch Peter Vlahos here, but you sort of touched on it. But how do you explain only two behinds for a half of football? You're better than that.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's disappointing, but I didn't get the luxury of sitting back and watching it, so I couldn't really give you an answer at the moment.
Lockie, was it work rate, do you think, or just the boys were very competitive in that first quarter? Yaron was on fire, and we thought, hello, there's a chance of a bit of an upset here. Was there something, is it mental or physical, a little bit of both, do you think?
Yeah, a little bit of both. Like I touched on before, we've got some youth in the side, but even guys, some senior guys, we need to get fitter and stronger, and they outran us in the second half, and I don't think it was a lack of effort, but simply we just couldn't go with them. And another summer or two for those guys, and myself and the senior guys included, they outworked us, so we have to be better than that.
A little graphic came up on our screen in the box here, Lockie, just for your own benefit, that you passed 700 disposals for the season, so you must be pretty pleased with your own form, with your ability to win the ball anyway.
I feel like I've definitely improved this year, but there's a long way to go. And to be honest, when we're losing games of footy, the touches don't really mean much to me. And I'm all about winning games of footy, and at the moment that's not happening. So those stats are pretty irrelevant at the moment.
Can you get forward a bit more? I mean, you get a lot of the ball. Can you get a bit forward and maybe help that with that scoring? You got one today. It was actually the only goal your team kicked for after quarter time.
Yeah, that's something that I've got to work on. I think last year I was able to push forward and kick a few more goals, which obviously helps when the team's playing a bit better as well. But that's something that the mids have got to work on over the summer as well. We haven't had too many midfield goals this year, that's for sure.
At one stage, I got a fright. You look as though you might have done your shoulder. Everything all right?
Yeah, it's a little bit sore, but I'll be fine. One more game to get through.
Is it in a lasting injury? Because you've gone in with it bandaged. Has it been there a while?
A couple of weeks, yeah. But like I said, one more to get through, and look forward to recovering and going again next pre-season.
And it's a big one next week. Of course, the club's greatest ever player will be farewelled. It's important that, no doubt, the club rallies and puts on a good show.
Yeah, definitely. We want to be a lot better than what we were today. And Matthew's been an amazing contributor to the football club, and obviously the best player that's played at Fremantle. So we want to reward that with a longer effort. I think first half we showed that we can do it. We've just got to do it for longer than 60 minutes.
Well, there goes the Soren Lockie show. We're out of time. So,
I'm not sure what's going on out there.
thanks for your time, mate. Rehab up, and we'll see you back in Perth.
No worries. Thanks, guys.